Ladies and gentlemen, you know what time it is. It's the Next Level Podcast. Of course, this is a podcast that covers all things Ridgeview sports from Ridgeview High School right here in Columbia, South Carolina. Meet the student athletes, coaches, staff, and more that make View County truly next level. Ridgeview High School competes in Region 5, 4A of the South Carolina High School League, has been serving the Northeast Columbia community since 1995. We have 12 state championships and 13 state runners-up. You can learn more about our athletic department at ridgeviewsports.com and across all social media platforms at Ridgeview Sports. My name is Brian Rosefield. I'm the athletic director here at Ridgeview High School. I'm joined by our boys track coach, Charles Proctor. CP, what's going on?
Man, what's going on? I am extremely excited about today's topic, especially with us heading into championship season here with the track program. Today's topic is right on time. I cannot wait to dive into this one.
And it's coming on the heels of one of our, dare I say, more popular episodes, more most interactive episodes last week about avoiding demands. I know you've heard from a lot of folks. I've heard from a lot of folks. It was a challenging topic talking about. If you haven't listened to it, go back and listen to that one.
Please.
It was really neat to take a deep dive with you, CP. But this one is in line with that, avoiding demands. Can we learn from failure? Is there such a thing as failure? So if you have not followed the NBA playoffs, the Milwaukee Bucks, they were number one seed, CP.
Yes, they were picked to at least make it to the Eastern Conference Finals, at the very least.
And they were knocked off recently, depending on when you're listening to this, by the Miami Heat. A huge upset. And their main guy, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
There you go.
Giannis, I hope I got that right. He was interviewed after the loss, and we're going to play about a 3-minute clip of that interview, and we're going to come back and talk about it. But if you have not seen this or listened to this, here's your chance. Bring out your notepad or something, take some notes, but really listen to what he's talking about when it comes to failure and loss and the questions that he's asked. Here's Giannis.
In the fourth quarter, you're 1 of 9. What were you seeing in the fourth quarter offensively, and kind of what led to your struggles?
Ball did not go in. Simple as that. Got to my spot. I wasn't able to make shots. That's pretty much it. You know, if I had made the shots, it'd be a different case.
And then at the free throw line, 10 of 23 tonight. We haven't seen you struggle like that from the free throw line in a long time. Just what was going on at the line for you tonight?
Same. Didn't win it. Same routine. Shot the ball. And just miss. You know, some days you make it, some days you miss. Today was one of those days.
I just asked Bud the exact same question, but I'm curious for you. Do you view this season as a failure?
Oh, my God. Okay, because I'm not that up. You asked me the same question last year, Eric. Okay. Do you get a promotion every year on your job? No, right? So every year you work is a failure. Yes or no? No. Every year you work towards something, towards a goal, right? Which is to get a promotion, to be able to take care of your family, to be able, I don't know. Provide a house for them or take care of your parents. You work towards a goal. It's not a failure. It's steps to success, you know. And if you've never, I don't want to make it personal. So there's always steps to it, you know. Michael Jordan played 15 years, won 6 championships. The other 9 years was a failure. That's what you're telling me. No, I'm asking you a question. Yes or no? Okay, exactly. So why are you asking me that question? It's a wrong question. There's no failure in sports. You know, there's good days, bad days. Some days you are able to be successful. Some days you're not. Some days it's your turn. Some days it's not your turn. And that's what sports is about. You don't always win. Some other people's going to win. And this year, somebody else is going to win. Simple as that. We're going to come back next year, try to be better, try to build good habits, try to play better, not have a 10-day stretch with playing bad basketball. You know, and hopefully we can win a championship. So 50 years from 1971 to 2021 that we didn't win a championship, it was 50 years of failures? No, it was not. It was steps to it, you know, and we were able to win one. Hopefully we can win another one. You know, sorry that I didn't want to make it personal, because you asked me the same question last year, and I was in the mind space to answer the question back, but I remember it. Next.
Do you guys feel you?
CP.
Bo, look here.
Talk to me.
Look, Giannis said he didn't want to make it personal. I took it totally. I took it totally personal. As coaches, that's something I believe that we deal with after every single season. You know, if you don't win, it's an automatic failure in some eyes. And that can be further from the truth. There's so much that goes into a successful season that doesn't always end up in the win column. And so, you know, I'm still a little touched over here, because I mean the nerve of the reporter to ask this man who makes a living off of playing basketball. Do you honestly think he gets up every single day to go work hard to be the best at what he does to lose?
Mm.
Right. No, none of us do. None of us. I mean, and again, I'm going to go back to even last week. Like, this isn't just athletics. This is whatever it is that you're into, whatever your profession is. Majority of us wake up every day trying to be the best that we possibly can be. Nobody gets up planning to lose. So that to ask that question, man, it's like the man did absolutely nothing this year. Mm-hmm. Like, he wasn't up for the league MVP for the, what, third, fourth year straight? So, I mean, yeah. Boy, look here. The nerve of some of these people.
Yeah, there's so much to glean from this, in this case, this three-minute interview. The first time I saw it, it was sent to me as a 2-minute clip,
mm-hmm.
but I was very intentional about adding that 1 minute prior where Giannis is talking about, or the reporter asked him essentially what happened at the free throw line. You didn't make your free throws. And Giannis's answer I loved was, ball didn't go in. The ball didn't go in. I stayed in my routine. He talked about habits later in that episode or in that quote, but he said, I stayed in my routine, stayed in my habits, and the ball just didn't go in. Some days it goes in, and some days it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved that previous minute as it led into that full 2 minutes where he starts out where he says, you asked me the same question last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved how Giannis acknowledged, I don't want to get personal with you, but you could tell, or at least I could tell, it struck a chord with him. It struck a nerve.
Right.
Right. But I'm listening to that in the light of sport and winning and competition. This is potentially an unpopular stance,
mm-hmm.
to say we're not going to win every year. I don't know if you've seen the Fansville's commercials of college football. I think it's Diet Dr. Pepper. Shout out to Diet Dr. Pepper. You're not a sponsor, but maybe one day you can be.
Come holler at us.
Where the group of fans are talking to, I think he's the quarterback, and and the quarterback just says, well, you know, you win some, you lose some, and the fans are like, what are you talking about? That's not okay to lose. It's not okay. And I know it's hyperbole and it's
right.
Satire and all that kind of fun stuff. But this opinion of what he said, and I wrote this down, and I might put this on my whiteboard, it's not failure, it's steps to success.
Yes.
And when he's talking about the Milwaukee Bucks, for example, they had not won an NBA championship since 1971. And I love his point. Was it a failure every year they didn't win it? And oh, by the way, they won it in 2021. Like, no, those were they needed to go through that,
yep.
to get to that outward success.
Yeah. I mean, I think I said it on an earlier episode about losses. I always say I never take losses. I have lessons in life. It's never a loss if you learn from it. And I don't know many times that I've lost that I wasn't able to take some kind of lesson from that. And so I think that's one way to look at it. And oh man, Brian, a lot of times when we get off of air, you know, we talk about how sometimes these become therapeutic. So I guess I'll be vulnerable with y'all guys. For a long time, that's something I struggled with. If I didn't win a state championship team title that year, was that a successful season? And for a long time, I struggled with that. I've been runner-up twice, 17 and 19. 17, I cried with joy on that podium with my kids. It was an amazing feeling. We didn't expect to be there, and the kids just showed up. 2019, runner-up again. Totally different tiers. I felt like a failure because that year I expected to win. Now, we weren't the favorite, but every single year I go into competition telling my team we're going to be state champions that year. And I said it so much, I believed it. The kids believed it. And we had an amazing year that year. I think we won, what, 4 events at the state meet? We only had 3 seniors, all 3 of them signed. We qualified for nationals in multiple events. I mean, we had an amazing year, but we were runner-ups, and I felt like a total failure. And me displaying those emotions, my kids weren't even able to celebrate. Here they are having one of the best track meets of their lives, and since Coach couldn't pull himself together to look at it as and look at all the many victories that we had that day, instead of being down about the large one that we didn't get, I robbed my kids of that. Oh, wow. Boy, that's the first time I've ever said that. I robbed my kids that year of celebrating something that everybody doesn't get to get. If you're running at the state meet and going for a team title, only 2 teams in your division get to hold up a trophy. And we were one of them. We were one of 2 out of how many teams that we have. And at the time, we were 3A. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a huge accomplishment. But for somebody who could not view the small wins as just as important as the big win, I wasn't able to celebrate that victory. And it was a failure until years down the line. And, you know, kids graduate and they come back and we talk and we just talk about that. And then we realize, man, that was a great year. That was a great year. That was a great moment. Throughout that day, we shared tears of joy. Kids winning state championships, kids PRing, like, kids finishing races, they stepping off the track, and it's a college coach right there waiting to talk to them, ready to offer them scholarships to change their lives. Like, it was so many different wins that day but it took later on to realize that and to be okay with it. And so, but that changed the trajectory of my coaching career. Now, I still walk into it every single year is my year. Every single year, guys, we can walk out of here in late May as state champions. We just got to do the work. But I also know, like Yana said, there are steps to this. And you can't miss one. And there, you might have, if there's 12 steps to get over, you might clear 11 of them. And if you don't have that last one, guess what? It's not going to be in the cards for you. You just cleared 11 of the 12 steps, though. I'm pretty sure you had an amazing year. I'm pretty sure y'all did some incredible things in route to that. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, man, we have to get away from this all or nothing mentality, because we miss out on so much doing that.
First of all, thanks for your honesty with that. And people, well, may or may not know this, like you and I and other coaches, but offline, off mic, have a lot of these conversations.
Right.
To where we're processing things out from our past and looking to our future and focusing on the present.
Oh, yeah.
And so, again, I appreciate your honesty. And, again, we talk about next level a lot and the growth of our student athletes. That's growth for you to be able to look back a few years back and say, okay, maybe I didn't handle that
the way
that I really want to handle that.
Most definitely.
So I love that. And I think that goes back to, again, last week's episode, a couple of things that you talked about, being honest with ourselves. You're honest with yourself. Yep. You're not hiding that. Like, okay, maybe I wish I'd have handled that a little bit differently. Mm-hmm. And I didn't. So what can I do a little bit differently moving forward?
Right.
But as you kept talking about the steps to success, last week's episode, all about the demands of being great. What does it take to be great? Well, athletes in this case, Giannis, or our athletes, it doesn't matter, can go through those steps, check all of the boxes, wake up early, take care of themselves, eat right, work out, show up, be competitive, be a good teammate, be coachable and all those things, and they still may not win a championship. And that's why I go back to, again, it's not failure. As you said, it's steps, and as Yana said, it's steps to success.
Brian, I think that is the biggest hurdle in a lot of our kids' lives of why they don't give 100%. Because it's, what if I give my all and it still doesn't work out the way I envisioned? And so I think a lot of times we get a lot of people's 80%, 85, 90, 92%, because they're scared to go all in and it still fail. But the only guarantee that we do know is if you don't go 100%, we know it won't work out. And so it's, man, it's a scary place to be, man, because who wants to be all in and it fail?
Mm-hmm. It's easy to take that easy way out. And I agree with you. I think I've seen that in my own life, where it's like, ooh, again, I referenced this certification that I'm trying to get. Mm-hmm. And it's hard. And yesterday I threw in the towel, said, you know what? I'm tired. I avoided the demands of this studying that it's going to take for me to get this certification that I'm trying to get. Mm-hmm. And that's not who I want to be. So I gave half effort, 80% effort in mm-hmm. your case. And whereas today, nope, I've woken up, I've started studying again on my way in, listening to things, and, you know, I will study this weekend. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give it good effort, knowing that those are the steps to being successful.
Right.
And I think it also is in line with, again, the idea that we've talked about versus this winning championships versus having a championship culture.
Right. You can... We've seen plenty of teams win one and never get back. Mm-hmm. Never get back. The teams that are consistently in the running, those are the ones with the championship culture. Now, again, they don't always win. And you have some teams that are consistently top three and for whatever reason can't get over that hump. Mm-hmm. But I guarantee you there is a rich championship culture within that program.
Yeah. And I think too, the word I just wrote down is tension. This is the tension between the media / outward world / fans, especially when it comes to professional sports and college sports. Mm-hmm. We can focus on that for a moment, where if college team A does not win the national championship in football, oh God, we were 8-5. That's what a failure of a season. But it's my belief that those kids that played, in this case, college football, had a transformative year.
Most definitely.
They learned things. They failed. They got up. They did it again. They were coached. They had some good days. They had some bad days and all that. And they got what they got. But in the case of college football, was there 300-something in the NCAA Division I teams? Yep. Now, whatever, one of those teams won it. So does that, again, to Giannis's point, does that mean every other year was a failure for every other team?
Right.
No, it just happened to be that one team won it. And I think about my own life too, was fortunate to win a golf state championship my ninth grade year. How many times have you heard me say, yeah, I'm a state champion in golf ninth grade year?
Never. This is the first time I've ever heard you say anything about playing golf in high school.
Well, was one of those kids, won a state championship, and that was great. I think we may have gotten a plaque. I don't know. I don't know where it is mm-hmm. or any of that. My point is, I remember how my coach treated me. I remember the trips, which was great. My coach was great. Mm-hmm. My teammates were great. The fun that we had going down to Fripp Island, going over to Florence, going to all the great places in South Carolina, right? Uh-huh. And that's what I remember. And the fact that I just kind of remembered it as we're talking about this. Oh, that's right. We did win a state championship. Like, that did not change the trajectory of my life. It's great. It was great that we won and we worked. But I think that state championship, whether we had finished first, maybe second, even third, was an indication of the work that I put in, the work that my teammates put in, the work that my coach put in. Again, back to Giannis's and your point, the steps to success, which now help serve me as a 43-year-old that's trying to get a certification, that's trying to get better, that's trying to do all these things. Am I going to give up, or am I going to keep pushing? And can I be honest with myself when I give up, like I was yesterday? Yeah, okay. It's not who I want to be. I want to show back up. I'm going to get back on the driving range in this case, and just keep hitting balls. Just keep hitting balls.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, look, it's – man, it goes back to the shout out. I'm going to be a homer here, and shout out to the track team. Trust in the process, man. And the scary part about it is sometimes you don't know exactly where you are at in your own individual process. But there's definitely a roadmap to success in whatever it is that you're doing. And you just got to make sure you follow it, man. And sometimes we fall off the tracks. Sometimes we fall off, but we got to be, like you said, we got to be honest with ourselves, look ourselves in the mirror, have that hard conversation, and get back on. And continue to fight to be the champion that you ultimately dream of being.
Yep. And I think, again, reference last week's episode a bunch, but it's like I told those parents and students that were at our Rising Freshman Information Night, you've chosen to come to Ridgeview. Congratulations. Welcome to the family. We have a lot of great people here. You're going to do a lot of great things and have a lot of great experiences. And chances are you're going to hang a banner, state championship banner, if you choose to play sports.
Yep.
But what are you doing daily? As Giannis said, we're just trying to build good habits to be successful. When I hear that, to be successful in the future, whatever they decide to do. And I've been challenged by one of our listeners, Coach de Blasio, shout out to you. Thanks for listening. For us to talk about success. And we're going to save that one for another episode.
Yep.
How do you really define success? And we'll talk about that sometime in the future. But in this case here, well, I'm going to save that thought for another podcast. But CP, as we wrap this one up, any final thoughts?
Hey, man. Y'all just remember, don't allow anybody to define what success is to you. Know who you are. Know where you're headed. Develop a plan, stick to it, and whether it's dealing with track or life, trust the process.
I love it. I love it so much. Hearing that alarm, that means that's the time for us to wrap up. We appreciate you listening again. We've seen the ratings, the reviews. Please let those keep those ratings and reviews coming. Send this to a friend. We want to be able to help you grow through podcasting in this case. But again, learn more about our athletic department at RidgeviewSports.com. And we'll see you on Monday for the Next Level Podcast.